Gentlemen, good morning. The question this morning is, in my opinion, one that has not been asked, at least to my knowledge, in the past. It is a question that is beautiful on the one hand, but I think unprecedented on the other. And this is the question we're going to deal with. A gentleman converted to Judaism. His conversion date was X. A year later, he gave me a call and he said, the conversion date that I converted to Judaism, on which I accepted upon myself this beautiful Jewish halachic lifestyle, is coming up. Can I make a shechianu on this day? I get up in the morning, or that night, and make a shechianu, thanking God for allowing me to be alive one more year and live this Jewish lifestyle. You can ask the same question about a Baal Tshuva. You can ask the same question about someone that's Chozer B'Tshuva. There's no question that that day causes this gentleman extreme happiness. And therefore he wants to know, I want to make a shechianu as you do when you're happy. Now, before we get into the question, indeed, he has what to base it on. Because after all, when do you make a shechianu?
Well, that's the question.
First of all, when you buy something new. So if I buy a new suit, I make a shechianu. That's mefurash in the Gemara, Shulchan Aruch. So I got a new lifestyle. I mean, I used to live as a non-Jew, now I'm living as a Jew. It gives me happiness. If a new suit gives you happiness, this gives you happiness.
Yeah, but why not learn from Karbana if you do like a Kiddush Hodah or something to that effect? That's supposed to Shechin.
Hodah means thank you for something. There's
right.
No question.
So this is, what's the
here, he's not asking to do that. He'll do a Kiddush. But I'm saying in this particular case, he himself believes that that day has significance for him. So therefore, he wants to make a Shechianu. So he'll give the Kiddush. He'll do everything. But again, Hodah, as we learn it, a todah is not given as a thanks to God per se. It's given usually when you are in a terrible situation and God gets you out of it, and therefore you give thanks to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's a su'udat todah, that's a korban todah, etc. This is something totally different. He wants to just thank God with a birkat hashevach, hodah, that God, you have left me alive for another year to become and live as a Jew. And I think it's an unprecedented question. I have never seen it written before. Oh, let's go on in order. Yes, go ahead.
Say for us as well.
Pardon?
We've been Jews all our lives.
Correct. But again, in this particular case, he wasn't a Jew all his life. It's not like he continued his Judaism. He mamish changed 180 degrees, or even 360 degrees, his entire lifestyle. And the question is, can he make a shechianu on the day that that happened? So he went through an entire process of 2 years, let's say, or 1 year, whatever it was. Eventually he got to a Beis Din accepted him, he went into the mikvah. The day he went into the mikvah, he came out of it as a Jew. He wants to make a shechianu every year. Harold had a question before you.
No.
No? Okay, Bruce has a question.
The suit, or even this case, you characterize it as he should, meaning as a sort of a chiv, or he could, based on how he feels. Like,
well, the question here is, he could, he wants to. And he asks, can he?
So when you buy a suit, I mean, should you because you really should? Or again, it's how you feel. So you,
in general, we say that whatever causes you happiness, if it causes you happiness, you make a shechianu. So if you buy shirts very often, I'm not so sure it causes you happiness. A suit you buy once in a yovel, and therefore it's a much more different, happy occasion. Shoes, people say as well. But I wouldn't say a shechianu if you buy a new pair of underwear, if you know what I mean. So therefore, that's where the issue of Kelim Chadashim come into.
Right.
Now, going further. Okay, let's not go into that now. When you buy it, when you put it on. In general is, the Gemara's Lashon is HaKoneh Kelim Chadashim when you buy it, yes. But these are big questions. These are very big questions.
Well, let me ask
with regard to when do you say it, it's not such a big question. I take that back. But it is a question. Do you buy it? Do you say it when you first put it on? That gives you the joy or no? The fact that you have it and you can put it on gives you the joy. Yes.
Now, I know in Eretz Yisrael, they make a shechianu by bris milah, correct?
But yes.
In chutz laretz they don't.
Correct.
Really? So that in chutz laretz they don't make a shechianu. Yeah, Sfardim do, but Ashkenazim do not.
Okay, this is one of the Harold is bringing up one of the many examples that we have in halacha where the Ramah lost out in Israel, both by Ashkenazim and by the Sfardim. You can add it to the list. Let's start at the beginning. Duchening every day, the Ramah lost out in Eretz Yisrael, for good reasons. Kiddush and Shul on Friday night, the Ramah lost out in Eretz Yisrael. Now add to the list, Shehechiyanu by a bris, Kulam himlichu ve'amru, Shehechiyanu, Ashkenazim and Sfardim, the Ramah lost out. What the Ramah based on Rishonim, says you don't make a shechiyanu at a bris. Why? Mishum tzara de yanuka, because the baby's suffering. We're going to get to a Tosfot in a moment where he's going to try to grapple with the question that you're asking, and that is, when do you make a shechiyanu on a mitzvah? And when don't you make a shechiyanu on a mitzvah? And this mitzvah is a timely mitzvah. But that we'll get to in a moment. But in general, this question we have to deal with. A convert to Judaism, loves to be Jewish, is now coming up to his day of conversion, would like to make a shechiyanu, thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu for leaving him alive for another year of living as a Jew. I thought it was a fascinating question. I don't think you can read that question without having a gulp in your throat, at least, unless you have no heart. So if you're not too litvak, then you would take that question and say, wow, I just can't believe it. I never even thought that being Jewish causes such happiness. And that's what happens in this case. And it's not like someone that was from birth. It's not someone that was Jewish from birth. It's someone that really, something extraordinary happened on that day.
Is there precedent that he makes a shechiyanu on the day that he officially is converted?
Not that I know of.
Then,
I have no precedent that I could think of.
So then, if there's no precedent for that, then where's the idea of an anniversary? Yeah,
exactly. Anniversary shechiyanu. Anything that makes you happy once a year. You got married to your wife. That was a very big, big event. These are questions that we're going to now deal with. So let's see. Let's see. Even though it wasn't asked, even though I haven't seen it, let's try to deal with it. So what do we do? Let's go back to the sources and see. There's a beautiful Gemara in Masechet Eruvin, Daf Mem Amud Bet. V'amar Rabba and said Rabba, Ki havina be Rav Huna, when I was by the base medrash of Rav Huna in his study hall, Ibayla and I had the following question. Mahu lomar zman b'Rosh Hashanah uv'yom HaKippurim. Can I say a shechiyanu?
The top line.
Can I say a shechiyanu on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur? So here, we would say, well, I don't know. You say shechiyanu at the beginning of Pesach, and you say shechiyanu at the beginning of Shavuos, and you say shechiyanu at the beginning of Sukkos, and you say shechiyanu at the beginning of Shmini Atzeret, which is a regel b'fnei atzmo. Why not on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur? So he explains. Amrinan. On the one hand, just like every other Yontif, it happens once a year. The Yontif finally came, unlike Shabbos that comes every week. You should make a Shechiyanu, just like Pesach, Shavuos, Sukkos, and Shmini Atzeres. But on the other hand, says Rava, in the base medrash of Rav Huna, Odilma, maybe, Kevan delo ikre regalim, lo amrinan. Because they're not called a regel, we don't make a shechiyanu. So, based on this Gemara, we can say here the two sides of the question. When do you make a shechiyanu on a date? So we know we make a shechiyanu on Rosh Hashanah, Pesach, Shavuot, Sukkos. At this point, he's saying, so do you make it on every time there's a date that comes up once a year, every year? Or maybe you only make it on what's called a regel, Pesach, Shavuot, Sukkos. So the Gemara continues and says, Lo have beyadei. What was Rav Huna's answer in his base medrash? Lo have beyadei. Didn't know. So, you go to one rabbi, he doesn't know. What do you do next?
You go to the next rabbi.
Ki ate be Rav Huda. So he went to the base medrash of Rav Yehuda. Amar, and he said, Ana akra achadita. I am going to say that when something happens from year to year, in this particular case, a new pumpkin has finally ripened and is now available in the marketplace. It wasn't available for a year. Nami Amrinan Zman. You say, Shechiyanu. So if you make it on a new pumpkin, absolutely, you should make it on a new year. Right? Sounds good. Amarle, Reshut Lokami Baile. When you tell me you can make a shechiyanu on a new pumpkin that just ripened after a year, whatever time slot it is, that's a reshut. You may make a shechiyanu. You don't have to make a shechiyanu. My question, says Rava, ki kami baile chova. Do you have to make a shechiyanu on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur? The fact that you can because it didn't happen in a year, we agree. The question is, do you have to? Am I? So what are you going to do? As everybody knows, Omer Zman b'Rosh Hashanah uv'Yom HaKippurim. You do make Shechiyanu when Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur comes.
It's
a Chova. So the Gemara comes to the conclusion, even though it went back and forth a bit, that indeed on Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, just like Pesach, Shavuot, Sukkot, you make a Shechiyan. That's the conclusion of our Gemara in Meseches Eruvin, Daf Mem Amud Bet. Very nice. Here comes our question. What is the conclusion of the Gemara? How do we explain it?
I mean, you do make a Shechiyan.
We do. How do we explain it? We have to go and explain, because the Gemara just said, you make a Shechiyanu. I got that part. However, why? What is the reason behind the fact that on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur you make a Shechiyanu? In order to answer that question, let's go back a step. Why wouldn't you make a Shechiyanu on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur? Take a wild guess.
It's a day of din.
It's a heavy day. After all, you don't say Hallel, because the Gemara in Erech and Daf Yud says that it's Sifrei Chayim v'Sifrei Metim Ptuchim Lefanav, a Kodesh Baruch Hu sitting and having the books of life and death. It's not appropriate to say Hallelujah, God! So therefore, we don't say Hallel. So perhaps that was the Hava Amina of the Gemara. Namely, I would have thought, maybe no Shechiyanu. Thank God I got to my day of judgment. I haven't seen a guy coming to trial, comes into the courtroom and says, Ah! Shechiyanu v'kiyimanu v'higiyanu lazman hazeh, to my trial. So therefore, that was probably the Hava Amina, the original assumption of the Gemara. Kamash Malan, you do say Shechiyanu. So what is the Kamash Malan of the Gemara? In other words, what is the conclusion? How do we explain it? We have a conclusion. Halacha, you do. The question is why? And this will have ramifications on our question of our convert. Yes?
What's the point regarding Purim and Hanukkah? We say Hallel and Hanukkah. We have the Megillah.
We will get to it in a minute. Very good question. I said Pesach, Shavuot, Sukkot, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur. We also say Shechiyanu on Purim and Hanukkah. Albeit, when do we say Shechiyanu on Purim and Hanukkah?
When you do the Megillah, you say the Shechiyanu. Right.
When you read the Megillah and when you light the candles. Now we're going to deal with a beautiful question in a moment where you don't have candles, you don't have a Megillah. Do you say Shechiyanu again on the date? Because that's our question. We're not talking about buying new clothing. We're not talking about any of that. We're talking about the date. So there's a date, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur. The Gemara thought maybe you don't say Shechiyanu, comes to the conclusion, you do. We probably, the Hava Amina was, it's a heavy day. No, you still say Shechiyanu. Why? Why do you say Shechiyanu on those dates? Look on the left side of the page. The simplest solution is probably, if you look in the Yerushalmi says what?
You're implying on the other days that it sort of falls on a thing.
We'll get to it. The Yerushalmi in Psachim, Perek Yud, Seif Vav, says, Tani, Ein Omrim Zman Ela B'Shlosha Regolim Bilvad. You only say Shechiyanu on the three Regolim, Pesach, Shavuah, Sukkot. Amar Rav Mana, Matnit and Amre, Ken Bechaga Masod, Bechaga Shavuot, Bechaga Sukkot, Tani, Kol Shekatav Bo Mikra Kodesh, Tzarich Lahaskir Bo Zman. Kol Shekatav Bo Mikra Kodesh, Tzarich Lahaskir Bo Zman. What does that mean?
Everything written in the Chumash.
No, that wouldn't be. If that would be true, then Shabbos would be included. It does say at the beginning of Perek Kaf Gimel in Vayikra, which is the laning of the second day of Pesach, the laning of the first day of Sukkot, and in Chutz La'aretz the first 2 days of Sukkot, it does say Eile Mo'adei Hashem Amikrai Kodesh, right? Eilehem Mo'adai, and then it says Sheshit Yamim Ta'asem Alacha, talks about Shabbos. Then the so to speak, stop. And what does the pasuk go on to say? And again it says around the same thing. Basically, according to Yerushalmi, anything that's called in the Torah Mikra Kodesh, and Shabbos is not necessarily called that, but Pesach is, Shavuos is, Sukkot is, Shmini Atzeret is, Rosh Hashanah is, Yom Kippur is, you say Yeshechiyanu. That is the conclusion of the Yerushalmi. So if we take the Yerushalmi's Perush as the Perush to our Bavli, we will probably say, when do you say Shechiyanu on a date? Again, I'm not talking about new clothing and a suit. When do you say Shechiyanu on a date?
Anytime it says Mikra Kodesh.
Anytime it says Mikra Kodesh. Does it say Mikra Kodesh by a day you convert it? No! So probably you wouldn't say Shechiyanu. The Rokeach, one of the Rishonim. We'll get to it in a minute. The Rokeach says, indeed, the Perek Kol Ma'arvin, that's a Reuven, Sha'omer Zman B'Shloshah Regalin, Shekatuv Bahem Eile Mo'adei Hashem Mikra Kodesh, Tzarich Levarech Al Kedushat Hamo'ed, Huzman Shechiyanu. What do you make a Shechiyanu on? It's not on happiness. It's not on your happy you got to Pesach, because who would be happy to get to Rosh Hashanah, but rather you got to a day that has a Kedusha to it. It's so holy that you can't drive your car once a year, every year, because you got to it once a year, and it says Mikra Kodesh, it has a Kedusha Tamoed, you make a Shehechiyanu. And indeed, Rav Moshe Feinstein says, "V'lo dami de birkat shechiyanu b'yom kibushim b'vachinaf b'lo ma'ise tohu mitzad hakedusha de'ika b'yom." Rav Moshe Feinstein is dealing with shechiyanu on different issues, and he says that why do you make a shechiyanu on Yom Kippur? After Kol Nidre, we make a shechiyanu. It's not on the happiness of thank God we're coming to a day of fasting, but rather it's on the kedushat hayom. The day is holy. We got to a day that's holy after a whole year, and Rav Ovadia Yosef in the next tshuva says, and that's why you don't say Shehechiyanu on, excuse me for all the Zionists, on Yom HaAtzmaut. Because Yom HaAtzmaut, even though it's a happy day and an important day, it is not a day with Kedusha. You can drive your car. It doesn't have a Kedushat HaMoed. And therefore he says, based on this Yerushalmi, based on this Perush, based on this line of thinking, when do you make a Shehechiyanu? When there's a Kedusha to the day that would basically translate itself into prohibitions of melacha. If you don't have that, such as Chanukah, Purim, for those Zionists out there, Yom HaAtzmaut, Yom Yerushalayim, you don't say Shehechiyanu because it doesn't have Kedusha.
We don't say on Shabbat.
What?
We don't say Shehechiyanu on Shabbat.
We don't say Shehechiyanu on Shabbat because it happens every week. If it's once a year, mizman lizman, that once a week would not be into it. The Meiri, exactly the same thing in one of his Perushim, the Pri Chadash, the Birkei Yosef, the Netziv, the list goes on. The general point of view is, why did the Gemara say, you do say Shehechiyanu on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, like Pesach Shavuos and Sukkos? Not because you're happy. Maybe you're not happy. Many people come to Rosh Hashanah depressed. Yom Kippur even more depressed. They're not eating, they have no coffee. But rather, it has a Kedusha to it. Therefore, from this we will derive that our convert, we love him very much, we have to love a convert, it's a pasuk in the Torah, he cannot make a Shehechiyanu on the day he converted, because what does that day lack? Kedushas Hayom. According to this line of thinking, Igos Moshe, Rav Avadji Yosef, based on the Yerushalmi, the Rokeach, and many others, as we said, the Meiri Pri Chadash, Birkei Yosef, the Netziv, all will say, a day with Kedushat Hayom that comes once a year, yes! A day without Kedushat Hayom that comes once a year? No. First line of thinking. Yes. We'll get to it. Svardim Ashkenazim, we'll get.
When you have good tidings, can you say Atov?
Yes. If something happens to you acutely at that moment, if at that moment when he converted, he wanted to make a Shehechiyanu v'ki Yemanu, because he's extremely happy on converting, perhaps we can make a case. We're not talking about that. Talk about a year later, every year on the date. Because that's Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, every year on the date. That's Pesach, every year on the date. That's what we're talking about here. We're not talking about at that moment. What do you do? Hatova Meitiv is the corollary of Shehechiyanu when you, it's not just good for you, it's good for you and someone else. Then you make Hatova Meitiv. Pardon?
Having another Jew is good for
everybody. Vakasha, but I'm saying, we're not talking about someone that's going to make a Shehechiyanu at the moment he converted. We're talking about someone that wants to make a Shehechiyanu or Hatova Meitiv on the day he converted every year, on a date. So we have to look for in halacha for a precedent of a date that comes every year that you make a Shehechiyanu. We found one, the Yom Tivs, and we came to the conclusion, according to this line of thinking, which is one of three, that what you'd only make a Shehechiyanu when you have Kedushas Hayom. You don't have Kedushas Hayom, no Shehechiyanu. Sorry, Mr. Convert, no Shehechiyanu. Yes.
I want to deflect it from a date to maybe he can make it on his Brit. To focus on that he had a circumcision.
We'll get to the Brit. We'll get to the Brit. Well, the Brit usually doesn't happen on the day of conversion. The way conversions work is that the Brit has to heal before he goes to the mikvah. So if he wasn't previously medically circumcised, it's not happening on the day of the Brit.
He should get off the day.
Number two is his Brit, mal velo taval. If this person had a mila and didn't go into the mikvah, there is a certain status in halacha for such a person. It's an interesting status. Having said that, he is not a full Jew yet. So therefore, the Mila per se does not make him a full Jew. I will tell you that practically, most converts that come from Western countries are medically circumcised. Many converts have a Jewish father, and therefore they circumcised him when he was a baby anyway. So therefore, all you do is hatafat tamprit, which is a poke in that area, which can be done a second before the mikveh. And again, even when you do that, you can't then say he's a full-fledged Jew as of yet. As of yet. Now, second line of thinking we're going to deal with right now. The second line of thinking is, with due respect, we have a problem. Very nice to say Kedusha Sayom. That's when you say Yeshechiyanu. I got it. I hear it. Look on the right side of the page. Tosfos says, Tzarich Lefaresh Tam. Ma'ishna de Yesh Mitzvot Shen Tiknu Levarech Sheechiyanu V'Yesh Mitzvot Shen Lo Tiknu? How come on some mitzvot we say Yeshechiyanu, and on other mitzvot we don't make a Yeshechiyanu? Well, let's go through the list. We make a Yeshechiyanu when we finally blow shofar once a year every year. We make a Yeshechiyanu when we finally bench lulav once a year every year. We make a Yeshechiyanu on a bris milah in Israel, not in chutz laaretz. But certain mitzvahs you don't make a Yeshechiyanu. Can anyone give me an example? Once a year, every year, we get to a certain time of the year. Pesach, first day of Pesach is over. Everyone's hungover, constipated from the matzah. Make Avdallah, in Israel at least, or in Chutz Laaretz before the second Seder, or at the second Seder. Which mitzvah do you start? HaOmer. Did you ever see a Yeshechiyanu printed in the Seder? No, we don't make a Yeshechiyanu by the Omer. Ooh. So you don't make Yeshechiyanu by all the mitzvahs. So Tosfos tries to grapple with the fact, how come on certain mitzvahs that come once a year, every year, you do make a Yeshechiyanu, and others not? And he answers, Venire, he says, the mitzvah sheyesh aleha simcha, tiknu Yeshechiyanu. Just like the Mevarecha Kelim Chadashim. If you make a Yeshechiyanu when you buy a new suit, when you buy a new coffee machine, then you make a Yeshechiyanu on a mitzvah that happens and gives you simcha. So Tosfos goes through all the various mitzvahs we have and says that this is the reason why at certain situations you do and in certain situations you don't. And therefore, he says, according to my logic, it all works out nicely. However, I get to a stumbling block. V'kashem mipidjon haven. Our minhag today, I believe, do we make a Yeshechiyanu what a pidjon haven? Pidjon haven is so rare, I forgot. Yeah. The gentleman, at times of Tosfos, he says, kashem pidjon mila, yes, let's assume. Pidjon haven not. So you have to start saying, you know, this, the pidjon haven, baby's suffering at the bris, tzara the yanuka. 30 days later, he's not suffering anymore. Why don't you make a Yeshechiyanu? So he goes back and forth and forth and back. He can't get to a conclusion, but he says the governing principle of Yeshechiyanu is not Kedushas Hayom, but Simcha. The Sefer Torah Chaim was written by Rav Avram Chaim Shur. He's at the tip end of the Rishonim period, the beginning of the Achronim. He lived after the Shulchan Aruch. That's the generation of the 1600s. Okay, he was one in the Rav in Galicia. He says, and therefore he says, let's go back to our Gemara. Our Gemara said, maybe you don't make Yeshechiyanu Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. Explains the Tosfos. I'll tell you what the Hava Amina was. There's no Simcha. Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur are heavy days. There's no Simcha. Kamash Balan you do. Oh, maybe there is Simcha. Rosh Hashanah is a new year. Yom Kippur, Hashem will forgive you. Maybe there is Simcha. Very nice. According to the first interpretation, we had a Hava Amina not to make Yeshechiyanu on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. Why? Because they're sad days. Kamash Balan has nothing to do with sadness and happiness. What does it have to do with? Kedusha Sayom. Two lines of thinking. The Birka Yosef, the Chida, Rav Chaim Yosef David Azulai, buried on Haram Menuchot. He wrote something like 30, 40 books. He was a traveler as well. A great, great Svardi Posek wrote a perush on Shulchan Aruch, the Birkei Yosef. Harav HaChasid Mehari Molcho B'tshuva Ktev Yad Katav. Shim En Lo Megillah Yevarech Shechiyanu Acho Yevarech Sha'as HaNisim. Says the Birkei Yosef from the Svardi side, if you come to Purim, you're happy you came to Purim, and you don't have a Megillah, you're on a stranded island, you make Shechiyanu on the date of Purim. Why? It's happy. No Kedushas Hayom. It's happy. Now, just in case you will think this is a Sephardi thing, the Bach, who's extremely Ashkenazi, Rav Yehuda Sirkis, his son-in-law was the Taz. I love when he disagrees with his father-in-law. He says, B'michila, he always uses the term, with all due respect. That's where it comes from. And you all know when someone says, with all due respect, what's coming next, it's usually not respect. Comes along the Bach, father-in-law of the Taz. The Bach wrote a perush on the Tor, not on the Shulchan Aruch. The Beit Yosef wrote, Rav Yosef Karo, his super perush on the Tor. The Bach didn't like it, so he wrote, not the Beit Yosef, but the Bayit Chadash. That was the way he shtucht. That was the way he got the Beit Yosef. You understand? A new house versus the house of Yosef. You understand? This is the way great, great rabbis used to shtuch each other. The Bach says, the Birkat Shechiyanu Shebaal Simchat Libo Shel Adam Yechol Levarech Afal Pi Sheino Vadai Chayav Levarech Teino Over Al Lo Tisa Im Hu Sameach Umevarech Lo Yitale Al Shechiyanu Adazman Hazeh. Bach Mefurash, that if something gives you happiness on a specific date, you make a Shechiyanu. So, we're going to continue next week, but at this point, there's two schools of thought. We started with a simple question. Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur are happy days. Maybe you don't make Shechiyanu. The Gemara contemplated and said you do. So how do you understand that answer if you do? One school of thought said Kedushat Hayom. If it's Kedushat Hayom, everything else is out. Everything else is out. Shechiyanu will be made on the following dates of the year. Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, Sukkot, Shmini Atzeret, Pesach, and Shavuos. That's it. Six Shechiyanus for dates during the year. But according to this day of Tosfos, that Shechiyanu is not governed by Kedushas Hayom, but by what? Simcha, and the Birke Yosef, and the Bach, Sephardi Ashkenazi, both Paskin that way, we can start contemplating in our minds, well, if a date gives you great happiness, maybe you can make a Shechiyanu. Now, I'm not Paskining Lahalacha as of yet. We'll end here for today. Next week, we will continue from this moment on, and we'll go into a third point of view and try to see the ramifications for our Yom HaAtzma'ut on Yom Yerushalayim, for the Zionists, for the non-Zionists, and every Jew, Hanukkah, Purim, if you don't have a Megillah and you don't have a Menorah. According to our first school of thought, there's no Kedushat HaYom. Do you make Shechiyanu on Hanukkah, Purim? No. According to the second school of thought, it's a date that brings you happiness. There's no Megillah, there's no Chanukiah. Do you make a Shechiyanu? Yes. We will see next week a third point of view of how to understand the Gemara. So just for today, what I want you to remember is, you make a Shechiyanu on a date called Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. Why? One school of thought said Kedushat Hayom. So excuse me, Mr. Convert, no Kedushat Hayom on the day you converted. The other says, no, anything that gives you simcha, happiness. So maybe our convert can. We will get to it, God willing, next week. Harold is showing me right now, just to fill in, that in a standard sitter, you do make a Shechiyanu today on a Pidyon HaBen, even though the Tosfos and Masechet Sukkah said, no, you don't. So, as you can see, it's there. Yes. Is it,